Friends, the top five on the road card show. Let's go.
3, 2, 1. Now, it's the top five at five on the Rocon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
I will. The top five at five, now easier to read than ever before. Number five. Thank you, Orion. Prince Harry is in a little bit of hot water with Meghan Markle's family after saying that his family is the one that Meghan never had.
Were there family traditions you had to explain to her?
Oh, plenty. I think we've got one of the biggest families that I know of, and every family is complex as well. So, no, look, she's done an absolutely amazing job, just getting in there, and it's the family that I suppose she's never had.
While Markle's half-sister went on a Twitter rant against the prince, saying that, quote, she had a large family that was always here for her, end quote, and if he wants, the facts, then he should read her tell-all book. A spokesperson for the Kensington Palace says, quote, the comments speak for themselves.
I love that she took to Twitter.
Of course, that's where all good feuds begin. Sam, you know that.
That's
how
she rolls.
Her book.
Yeah, and plug the book.
Yeah, you got to get it all in. You're going to go to Twitter. You're going to badmouth the prince. You're going to plug your book. You're going to do it now. You got, 287 characters? What do you got now? You have more than 100.
240? 280.
You got a lot.
I think it doubled, so it'd be 280.
280. Yeah. 280 characters. Good for her.
Number four.
Number four. Some South Carolina residents went on an emotional roller coaster ride. This is great. After finding out they won the lottery and then... we're told that, in fact, they did not win the lottery.
I said, I won. Yeah, I won. Then my sister got there, and she was like, I won, too. I won, too. The next morning, we're trying to cash them in. We can't cash them in. So, and that hurt a lot of people.
My heart just felt in my stomach. Oh, Lord, you know what? I spent my last $4.
Last $4. That was the sound of an emotional roller coaster. If you've ever wondered what it sounded like, that was it. The Cash Add a Play game experienced a glitch where it generated too many winning tickets. The game has been shut down, and there is a pending investigation into the issue. Let's do one more before Violetta.
Number three.
Number three, Vanity Fair is apologizing after releasing a video titled Six New Year's Resolutions for Hillary Clinton.
It's time to start working on your sequel to your book, What Happened? What the hell happened?
You know, on Anderson Cooper, you were telling him about alternate nostril breathing. You seem really adept. You should try teaching a class.
Take more photos in the woods. How else are you going to meet unsuspecting hikers?
Take up a new hobby in the new year. Volunteer work, knitting, improv comedy, literally anything that'll keep you from running again.
Wow. After an immense amount of backlash, the magazine released a statement that called the video, quote, a failed attempt at humor, end quote. President Trump weighed in on the apology by tweeting, quote, Vanity Fair, which looks like it is on its last legs, is bending over backwards and apologizing for the minor hit they took at Crooked H. Anna Wintour, who was all set to be AMB to Court of St. James, and a big fundraiser for CH, is beside herself in grief and begging for forgiveness, end quote. Boy, the president can tweet, can he? For the record, Anna Wintour is the editor-in-chief of Vogue, not Vanity Fair.
Quick correction on that.
Uh-oh.
She does work for Condé Nast, which publishes both magazines, which I just looked up.
Just figured that out.
Yeah.
All right, very nice. Either way, that's all right. We'll continue the top five at five. All right, we are in the midst of the top five at five on the Rocon Show with Anna DeVellantes. Let's continue, shall we?
Number two.
Former Miss America winners have spoken out against the email scandal involving the Miss America organization.
Having someone bully you, belittle you, demean you, degrade you in any way is not okay. No matter what.
After giving up my crown, I didn't go back to the Miss America pageant for 5 years just because I was so hurt by the way that I was treated.
My goodness. The scandal involved many higher-up officials in the organization sending emails about the contestants' weight and sex lives. Some officials have stepped down, but there is now a petition for every board member to step down as well. That's an environment that is rife for these kind of scandals. And it's amazing that it took this long for something like that to come out. But you've got to imagine that's been happening since the first beauty contest, which is what it is. I know, oh, no, it's all about scholarships. Well, you don't really have to wear a bathing suit to be a scholar. In fact,
no.
a lot of people I know who are very smart look horrible in bathing suits. So it doesn't, you know, it's not a necessity to do that, but it is amazing that it took so long. But it has. All right, let's wrap it up.
Number one.
Yes, Orion, this is number one. Former Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore filed a lawsuit on Wednesday night against the outcome of the state's special election. It's not the first time Moore has contested the results of the election, as heard in his anti-concession speech.
We are indeed in a struggle to preserve our republic, our civilization, and our religion, and to set free a suffering humanity. And the battle rages on. In this race, we have not received the final count to include military and provisional ballots. This has been a very close race, and we are awaiting certification by the Secretary of State.
Yes, that was from the night of the election, but as we know, we've been hearing Judy report on this all day, or this afternoon, the Secretary of State has certified the election. Roy Moore has lost. Doug Jones is the senator-elect from Alabama, and that goes on. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill said that he does not plan on delaying the certification of Doug Jones and has since been certified, and we know he has, yes, the certification happened today. The judge threw out the lawsuit and said, sorry, Roy. Saddle up. But as we were talking about earlier, that does not mean that Roy Jones is done, because now he can contest the certification. So I don't think this is going anywhere anytime soon. I wish it would. I wish it'd just be over.
He needs to ride that horse off into the sunset.
Well, it's ironic, I think, that, you know, people who for the last year have been going, why don't you stop crying? Your person lost. Okay, fair enough. But you know what? Your person lost. You lost. Now it's time for you to just suck it up, Buttercup. And move on, just like you've been telling other people to suck it up. Now, if everybody sucks it up, then everything sucks, and we just move on. Is that how we do it? No, I don't know.
The top five at five.
All right, there it is. The top five at five. The final top five at five for 2017.